3:10 here on WTOP, and this one was a stunner. This afternoon, we learned about the death of actor Ray Liotta. He was in the Dominican Republic shooting a film. He's died at the age of 67. He is perhaps best known for his work in the Martin Scorsese classic Goodfellas.
To me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. They weren't like anybody else. I mean, they did whatever they wanted. They double parked in front of a hydrant. Nobody ever gave them a ticket. In the summer, when they played cards all night, nobody ever called the cops.
Joining us on Skype to look back at Liotta's career is WTOP's Jason Fraley. Jason, this one was really unexpected, you know, and everyone's thinking about Ray Liotta, his extraordinary work. Baseball fans, of course, remembering him as shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Well, that and Goodfellas, two of my all-time favorite movies. It was a gut punch when I heard this news. I mean, of course, we should back up and say his breakthrough was in Jonathan Demme's Something Wild in 86 as, like, you know, this ex-convict. But yeah, Field of Dreams is the one that made him immortal in 1989. That ghost, shoeless Joe Jackson, disappearing in and out of that Iowa cornfield and calling out to Kevin Costner, "Is this heaven?" "No, it's Iowa." "Could have swore it was heaven." I mean, yeah, I mean, it gives you goosebumps. And just that role too, the concept of this ball player who was banned from baseball, like Pete Rose, you know, back for throwing the World Series, he's working out his penance in purgatory. Like, it's just such a cool concept. But there was always, you know, you had the angelic side of, you know, he was this ghost, but at the same time, there was always that little mischievousness in Ray Liotta's voice. So I think of that line where he says, "Yeah, Ty Cobb wanted to play too, but none of us could stand the son of a gun when he was alive, so we told him to stick it." And he does that little laugh. That's the Ray Liotta laugh for the ages.
Jason, you know, if you were going to be known for one role in your career, I mean, you couldn't do better than Ray Liotta's performance as Henry Hill in the Martin Scorsese mafia epic Goodfellas.
I mean, it's an all-time classic, right up there with The Godfather. But man, it's, yeah, I mean, other than maybe Morgan Freeman in Shawshank, I mean, it's right up there with some of the best narration in a movie ever. And that's Ray Liotta's delivery, you know, right from the beginning, as far back as I remember. I always wanted to be a gangster. So many iconic scenes. Of course, the scene with Joe Pesci, you know, you're a funny guy, Liotta says. And Pesci's like, you know, grills him. "Funny how? I'm a clown. I amuse you." And just the way to watch Liotta sort of melt back, like, "Oh my gosh, I offended this guy. He's going to kill me." And then they lose. "I almost had him." And they all start laughing with that classic Liotta laugh again. Just so much. The long steady cam shot going down into the Copacabana. He'll forever be tied to Scorsese's camera with that. And then, of course, the way he just totally changes his role in Act 3 of that movie. Just that coked out, you know, flushing cocaine down the toilet, watching for helicopters, just the paranoia to that rock and roll soundtrack, all the way to this, you know, this final hymn in Witness Protection. You know, "I ordered spaghetti with marinara and I got egg noodles and ketchup. I have to live like a schmuck."
Hey, Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's, rest in peace, Ray Liotta.
Yeah. WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.